Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast recap of the week. This is Dan Butler coming to you, and I am going to be joined by Andrea Townsley and Nick Duffy tonight as we recap the weekly Iowa Educational Chat hosted on Twitter. We are also going to point you in the direction of tonight's Twitter chat archive that can be found at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat April 15th. This archive will have all of the tweets, resources, and any of the information that could have been found within that Twitter chat conversation. Tonight, our topic was keys to success, as we discussed the most important concepts for students to grasp. So many times we talk about performance or assessment data in terms of success. Tonight's conversation took us in a different direction as we talked more on the timeless foundational skills for students to possess. We really enjoyed the exchange on Twitter, and we are going to highlight a few of the big takeaways from the chat in these next couple of minutes. It is now time for me to hand off to Andrea Townsley, who will highlight a few of her thoughts from tonight's Twitter exchange.
Thanks, Dan. What a great chat tonight on keys to success. I'm going to go ahead and talk about question 3, where we asked, failure is not an option, or is it? How do you help others see failure as valuable? And there were some really great answers to having that had to do with failure and what it meant by failing. So if we go with failure is giving up, Alexis Wilkin said, true failure, as in giving up, is not an option, but mistakes are so valuable. Welcome mistakes in your classroom by treating them as learning opportunities. And Mandy Gamble said, things I do well in life fail. Failure isn't an option because it's a continuous growth opportunity to learn and grow. It's all in the lens that you view failure. And then we have failure as an opportunity, as talked about by Michael when he said, failure is always an option. It just doesn't have to be permanent. Failure is only permanent when you stop. In the meantime, keep going. And that's a great thought, Michael. I think embracing failure as a way to move forward is a great mindset to teach our students and to have as well as educators, that we can't let mistakes kind of stop us in our track or failure stop us in our track. We have to keep going. And then Heath Hess also said, failure is a must-have if we are to be successful. As educational leaders, we must model this. Try new things, adjust, improve, repeat, etc. Either way you look at it, we can't let failure stop us from growth. Failure should be embraced. We need to use those failures. We need to use our fears as a compass to better understand our next steps as learners. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Nick for his thoughts.
Thanks, Andrea. I was really struck with the conversation around question 5, which said, when you think about creating the ideal environment for students to succeed, what does this look and sound like to you? I want to highlight a couple of tweets that jumped out at me in answering this question. First from Brian Claft, structure in norms, but freedom to express ideas in your language. Safety to be the learner you are, not the one someone else thinks you should be. This all should sound very, very active. Kara Paulson shared in her tweet, it's flexible in space, process, and in product. It is collaborative and messy, where students learn by taking risks and sharing their talents while learning. Skills are built based on student needs and applied in authentic situations, where people and process are valued over scores. Thanks to both Brian and Kara for their thoughts, along with so many others in responding to this question. Lots of ideas about active learning, flexible learning, student-centered learning. What strikes me is how important we know culture and climate to be for our classrooms, our common spaces, and our kids. The pendulum has begun to shift in many places away from the factory model of bells and rows and herding students from one silo of learning to the next, but we have a journey ahead of us to cultivate the most personalized and ideal environment for every child to be successful. I'm going to turn it over to Dan to wrap up this week's podcast.
Thank you very much, Andrea, Nick, and all of our Iowa EdChat followers for your thoughts, reflections, and takeaways. I would like to spend some time on question two, which generated which I thought were some excellent responses and caused me to reflect as well. So in question two, we asked, success comes in many forms. How do you measure success? Meredith Johnson kicked us off and said, most people think the road to success is staying on the straight and narrow road. Ah, but it's filled with twists and turns as we learn along the way. Craig Shapiro, he had this to say, I measure success by the following. Number one, were my kids smiling as they came in my room? Number two, were they smiling as they left? Number three, was I able to bring joy to our time together? Number four, did they learn at least one thing that they can take with them? And then number five, was the class met with cheers? Finally, Brian Claft tweeted, success in learning is not a number, but it's a process. We all, students included, have our own process. We need to help students find their best process. So here's my take on this. I agree with Brian in having a strong or best process. If we are focused on the process and that process is pretty strong, the results are going to take care of themselves. Our system is designed to be hyper-focused on results, which is not always the best thing. The process of excellent instruction and intentional steps of human connection are going to lead to strong results over time. Thank you so much to everyone for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We certainly appreciate all of your engagement. Tonight's Twitter chat archive can once again be found at tinyurl.com/IAEdChatApril15. We are going to be back next week with a very special live show featuring the instructional coach guru, Dr. Jim Knight. You can also check out our website to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, and contact information. That site can be accessed at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. Please subscribe to this podcast on Podomatic or check us out on iTunes. And if you're feeling really ambitious, give us a rating. We'd love to have that feedback, and that helps us get found on those platforms. We look forward to connecting with you next week and our conversation with Jim Knight. Until next time, be the change. Good night, everyone.